Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
Hallelujah. Yes, God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio, Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice. We make a choice to rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you are the healer. Hallelujah. You are the Lord our healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You came here so that we could be healed, and you're still and yet healing from on high and from within in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that. Lord God, we just continue to dedicate this broadcast to you in the name of Jesus. And we continue to say, Lord, move by your spirit. Move to suit yourself. Hallelujah. Do it the way you want to do it, and we'll all be happy. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for every healing, every deliverance, salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Knowing that you are doing right now exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or imagine. Each and every one of us are being touched. Hallelujah. Those who are on the line right now and those who will listen to the podcast in the future, that your same anointing of fire is moving right now for healing in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, we are so excited. Glory to God. And we have our co-host with us, the Harkey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Elder Philip Harkey and his lovely wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi there.
You're sure pumped up. Praise God.
Because I know God's going to do something tonight.
We're just welcoming the Holy Spirit, aren't we, sister? We're telling him to bring his glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. And he is here. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Well, I understand that you two have been just having a wonderful time ministering all over the place. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
People have been getting healed and in Ohio and outside of Chicago. Amen.
And I'm alive.
And you're alive. Glory to God. And well, and about your father's business. Hallelujah.
I forgot to share with you earlier that since the last broadcast, I had to go to the hospital. I was ignoring some things, which we'll not go into right now, including sort of ignoring my wife's advice on some things. And I had a minor situation get major in a real hurry. I had a urinary infection that got real serious real quick. And just because I'd always popped right out of them, you know, I just figured I'd pop right out of it. Well, this one was different, and very quickly it became sepsis. And it attacked me so strongly that my wife had to take me to the ER. I couldn't walk in. She had to put me in a wheelchair. Well, a few hours of being in the ER, they said they were going to admit me to the hospital. I couldn't figure out why everyone had such a serious, somber funeral look on their face. I'm like, well, I don't really want to go to the hospital. Do I have to? And they said, oh, yes, sir. Well, after all the tests came back and proved that I had sepsis, and I looked it up a couple days later, you know that 24.5% of the people that get sepsis die?
Well, we praise God that you're alive. Hallelujah.
And you all were part of that, from part of those prayers. God for that. And I was admitted to the hospital, and 3 days later I was out. Still a little weak, but out. And 2 days later, Linda hosted a healing meeting here. Good Lord.
Wow.
What kind of a deal is that?
Well, you were hosting it too, just as much.
But you know, I just wanted to share that for a minute because God is so good. And
yes,
like,
he is.
I mean, I, in a large measure, I kind of allowed that to get serious. I didn't mean to, but I wasn't on guard. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't vigilant. Okay. And I let what I assumed was just a little nothing of a thing and kind of ignoring it. And bam, it became really serious, really fast. And that was my fault. But God was so gracious.
And thank God for a wise wife. Hallelujah.
Pardon me?
I said thank God for a wise wife.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah.
And so I won't be repeating those mistakes anymore. But I am very grateful, and I just wanted to testify that on a serious note, I came through something extremely serious. It very well could have resulted in death. And within 3 days, I was out of there and shipped
thank
home.
Thank you, Lord.
That's miraculous.
Praise you, Jesus.
You know? And so this is a special broadcast for us because I'm totally back with the living. I'm totally completely normal and healthy and happy. And not only that, but just like you said, we've been busy with a lot of healing meetings in Chicago and in St. Louis and here in Ohio. So we are excited as well.
Yes, yes, we are. And I knew he had to get to the doctors even before that. And, you know, he kind of didn't want to go. But, when we were at the hospital, the Lord told me, this is not a sickness unto death. He's going to be okay. He's going to come out of this. So I had a peace the entire time praying with him. And, you know, I knew everything was going to be okay. And, you know, when he was in there, he needs to tell you another testimony. He helped to save somebody's life in there. And I told him when he was sad about going to the hospital, I said, well, you know, the Lord just might use you to help somebody else while you're in there.
Amen.
And that's exactly what happened when he was in there.
Yeah.
There was a man that was being ignored, and Philip told one of the nurses, that man hasn't been checked on, and he's freezing cold, and tell her what happened after that.
Well, they went and checked on him real quickly. And it is true that he'd been kind of ignored. They were making over me, you know, hand over fist. But the guy next to me, they're like, he's just being ignored, you know.
A different nurse.
And so I called my nurse in. I said, I think this guy needs to be looked at. He looks like he's freezing to death and he can't breathe. Well, they went and looked at him, got another nurse looked at him. They left. They came back with 8 people with specialists. And everything. I don't want to, you know, go into all the details, but they had 8 people with special machines and this and that and everything. You know, Pastor Price would probably know a whole lot about more about that than me, but they were asking him questions like, you know, and writing it down. Can we contact your next of kin? Will you take this kind of treatment? Will you take that kind of treatment? You know, life support and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, this is really serious. And they finally told him, they said, we think you probably have a blood clot in your lung and we have to act now. And they gave him some special treatments. They wheeled him out there, took him to intensive care and to some further treatments. And it's highly likely that the Lord allowed me very graciously to just speak up and probably save this guy's life. And we never saw him again, but, you know, we did the right thing, and that's what matters, you know.
Praise
the Lord.
Exactly. We decided, you know, I asked him, I said, honey, do you still want to do this healing meeting? You're just getting out of the hospital. And we both decided that we were going to give the devil a black eye for what he did to us.
Come on.
And the Lord really moved in the healing meeting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he's going to move tonight. Glory to God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen. And that reminds me of my friend Bishop Aaron. He was in the hospital, and they put him right by the door so he could see everything that was going on. You know, and sometimes, you know, we think that maybe, you know, well, certain people are in the hospital, uses us for his glory, no matter what
we're going through.
Amen. And
I just
praise God that he allowed, that you guys just, you know, listened to him and just did what he said do. I mean, we're all like, you know, it's like a domino effect, you know.
Amen.
Where God gets some great glory. So hallelujah.
You know, I got a test. This reminds me about just a quick testimony that I'd like to share because you're talking about that. You know, I feel like the Apostle Paul, sister. I've went through seasons of having plenty and seasons of not having anything in my life. And I remember at one point in my life going back into a needy season, and the old devil was like, look at you. You're standing in a food bank line. Just look at you. And you know what I did? I started ministering in that food bank line to everybody in that line, and before long there was revival in that line. And I was so mad that the devil thought it was good to put me in that predicament.
Hallelujah.
And it's like, you know, whenever the devil hands you lemons, you got to make some lemonade. You just have to.
Amen. Hey, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, praise well, let's pray for some people for them to get healed tonight. Amen.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen. Oh, and I will say about myself very briefly that I don't know what happened to me. I don't know if I was just I picked up, you know, those cartons of water, and something happened in my shoulder, and it was like it was just something that I went through. I think it was about 3 days, and I kept praying, and others were praying for me, and it was such a blessing to be able to raise my right hand up and praise the Lord with no pain. I mean, all
wow.
of the pain went out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have two ailments that have been listed and that God gave a word on, and we're going to add a third one as well.
Amen.
Amen. The first two are front of the mouth or tooth. If anything's going on with your mouth or your tooth, amen. And then the second one is upper abdomen. If anything's going on in your upper abdomen. And the third one is the shoulder. Shoulder, blade, and I'll say the rotator cuff. Yeah. Hallelujah. He reminded me of that. And so now these are three ailments that the Lord has listed, has given to us. There may be more. I mean, something may be going on in you that's not those three that were listed, the front of the mouth or tooth, the upper abdomen, shoulder blade, or rotator cuff area. It may not be that with you. It may be something else, but God is a great, 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 big God. Hallelujah. So he can
yes,
heal
he
you. He is the healer. And
yes,
as our song, he can heal you everywhere you hurt. So anywhere on your body, even emotional things that are going on, even whatever's going on, if you're hurting, he can heal you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So I don't know if Pastor Mom is on. We're about to open up the line. We want to say you can begin to press your number one key. We see you, Pastor Price. Thank you. If anyone else has their number one key pressed, we don't see you, so, you know, send us a quick text and let us know. And everybody that's on the line, we know them. So I think. Press your number one key. I don't know if Pastor Mom is awake. She went to the beauty shop today. She's awake? Okay. All right, Pastor Catherine is with her. Praise God. So let's start the mom today and see what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Are you good? Anything going on with you today, Pastor Mom? Are you feeling okay?
My hands hurt.
Okay, that's your right hand?
My right hand, yes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, well, I know that I've seen some swelling in it. We've been praying for you for that. And we're going to pray tonight for you. Right now, on a scale of 0 being no pain and 10 being really, really bad pain, where are you between 0 and 9 or 10? Does it hurt a little or a lot?
It hurts a little now. It ain't pain as bad as it was.
All right, but you still feel some pain in it.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe we'll say about a 4, something like that. But, yeah, it's the swelling mostly in her middle finger and in that right hand.
Yeah, my little finger, yes.
And, okay, over to your little finger, too. Okay.
Swelling in the fingers, and her hand hurts. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we all come together for this first prayer of the night on the broadcast, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come upon all of us who are listening and come upon all of us who are going to pray so we can fully the power of the Lord to Pastor Bob. I take my own wife's hand into my hands as a point of contact. And in the name of our Savior Jesus, I command whatever is causing the pain and the swelling, stop, to cease, and to diminish in Jesus' name. I command swelling to evaporate out, and we command pain to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose the Holy Ghost to come into her hand, to come into Pastor Mom's hand, bringing healing and wholeness and complete mobility and moving of fingers. And we decree this by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, so we're gonna Apostle Kisa, we're gonna let you interact with her and figure out where she's at now, see if we need to pray anymore, and take it from there. Praise God.
Okay. How does it feel, Pastor Mom?
I hear what you said.
Oh, did the pain leave your hand?
No, the hand is gone all the way, but it goes down some.
Okay, good, good. It went down some. Amen. I don't know if you can tell if any of the swelling went down at all.
Huh?
Did the swelling go down a little bit at all?
Yeah, the swelling went down some, yes.
Whoa.
Okay.
Jesus. All right.
Praise you, Jesus.
Well, we're going to pray again.
Okay.
Wonderful. You're a very good receiver, Pastor Mom. You always are.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's wonderful to always have you be first.
Praise you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for what you have begun tonight in Pastor Mom. It's our honor to pray over her again. We thank you that the pain is partially gone. The swelling has begun to diminish. But we're going to pray over her now again. And in the name of, now there's power going right into her from my left hand. We loose this anointing out of our hands into Pastor Mom's hand and fingers. This anointing is going in. It is causing the swelling to go down, and it is causing the pain to leave. In Jesus' name, this anointing is going in, and we thank you, Father. We loose this heat into Pastor Mom's hand, and we loose heat into her fingers to remove the symptoms of pain and also to cause the swelling to continue to go down, down, down. We thank you, Father, that what you have begun, you will continue until there's no. Oh, there's a wave of anointing going in right now. Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Okay, there's a wave of anointing going in right now.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
She's getting her now. She's getting it now. Sure enough. She's getting it now. Power going out of our hands is going right into her. We really command this swelling to go down. And we really command this pain to leave. In Jesus' name. The anointing chases you out. Thank you, Lord. Overcomes you in Jesus' name. Overpowers you in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay? There we go. Same thing. Interact with us. Find out where we're at. I bet we're going to have a great result.
Okay, Pastor Mom.
All right. This is your favor.
Did the pain go away?
No, it didn't go away. It still has found.
Okay, but it feels better than it did.
It feels better than it did, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
okay,
Lord.
Well, to it and let us know, because I do believe before we leave here, that pain is going to be completely gone. So,
Catherine,
and, you know, press your number one key, and then we'll let you tell us. Okay?
Right.
It's a pain.
Okay. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise
very
Jesus.
Much. We love you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, we
can. Well, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Elder Harvey healing. He kind of sounded like I did about when I had the virus. I'm so grateful to be alive. I've never been so grateful in my whole life after illness.
Yeah.
So I heard the gratefulness in your voice, too.
Yeah.
But I wanted prayer. Because I had taken a blood test because I had been experiencing some tiredness, and the doctor wanted to check my, they had given me a blood test to check my adrenal gland again because I've had problems with that. Oh, I guess about 10 or 15 years ago.
Okay.
And they wanted to check it again. So anyway, they called me yesterday. They said that it didn't look too good, so they're sending me to a specialist. And so I just wanted prayer for that. And I'm just believing God that the same thing happened 10 years ago, that it's all is well in Jesus' name.
Yes, absolutely. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Are you getting any special anointing right now, little Linda?
Yes, starting to come right now.
Okay, the Holy Spirit is coming up on Linda really strongly, so I'm going to have her stretch her hands toward you, okay, and we'll join in prayer with her.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Father, you see our sister as she comes before you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Catherine has been such a faithful servant. Lord, I just ask you right now to touch her and heal her, Lord. Lord, I don't know what's going on with this adrenal gland, but you know. And Jesus, whatever part in her body needs healed, Lord God, I ask you to heal it right now. I ask that you will touch her, that you will heal her, that you will amaze the doctors with her healing. Lord, I just ask you right now to fill her with your presence. I plead your blood upon her from the tip of her head to the tip of her toes, Lord. Lord, I ask you to strengthen her. Lord, I ask you to give her enough rest that she feels rested. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you'll set everything in order that's out of order in her body right now. Anything that isn't right, Lord, I ask you to fix it right now. Lord, I ask for nothing less than complete healing of Sister Catherine's body.
Sure. Yes, sir.
And I ask blessings upon her body, blessings of healing upon her. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you for doing this for our sister. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise Jesus. Amen. All right.
We love
thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Yes.
So check mom, check Pastor Mom, and if there's any changes, let us know. Or if you perceive any changes, let us know, okay?
All right, I see you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, thank you. Amen. So if anyone would like prayer, I'm going to call on you next, Pastor Price. But if anyone wants prayer, press your number one key. I always have to say, it looks like we have so much time. We have an hour and 30 minutes here. Looks like we have so much time, but it goes very quickly. So don't hesitate. I see you 330. Amen. So don't hesitate and go ahead and press your number one key. Get in the queue, and we will pray with you. If we need to go into some overtime, we'll do that. But go ahead and press your number one key now. Amen. Thank
Praise.
You.
Praise.
Pastor Price, we're opening up your line. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Hello. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda and Apostle and all the precious saints in their respective places tonight. One of the things I wanted to, and I'm grateful to what God has done in your life, Elder Hawkey. I keep you and Minister Linda daily up in my prayers, and I thank God for the both of you all and all your beautiful family. Thank God. Apostle had been, you talked about the Rota Cup, and that was one of the ones with the Rota Cup. There's a really three, I got three requests real quickly tonight. One is for Joy. She's taking care of some business right now, but I want to pray for Joy. She told me all through the night that Rota Cup on her arm, I've been standing with her. So I'm asking you all to join your prayers with mine for Joy about her Rota Cup, about the shoulder under her arm. And I got a word of knowledge earlier when I came in the room with her. I had felt under that arm, and then I started praying, and she said she had been having trouble with it. So I want you all to join your prayers with mine for Joy. That's number one. Yes. Number two is for Pastor Carol. Pastor Carol is a good friend of mine, and I think she was on one of the nights. The enemy has been really trying to come. She's just a wonderful, awesome woman of God. And the enemy's been trying. She had been in a car accident, and the enemy's been trying to bring pain to her left side and to her the three toes on her left foot. Down on her right leg behind in the muscles of the tendons in the back of the leg. And then on the right side, she's been having pain and discomfort. And we want to pray against all swelling to her feet and legs and everything so that she can be able to get around. All right. And the last one is me, is that my ankles, I've been trying to make sure I eat, you know, correctly and not, you know, have any solid or lay down and get rest when I need it. And I don't know if it's because I might need a little bit more rest than what I'm getting. I've been working on some new projects, and sometimes I'll sit for hours doing them. And when Laura's teaching me some new things about how to do certain kind of videos and things, but I still need to take a break in it. So my feet and my have been swollen and my ankles. And so I've been standing against it at night. It's, when I do rest, it does seem to go down, but then I'll start back the next day working on something. And so I've just got to, you know, take it easy, but I still want prayer for my feet, my ankles and my feet. And that's it. So first is Joy and Pastor Carol and then myself.
Okay, so I wrote down Joy, Rotor Cuff, Carol,
Pastor Carol, C-A-R-O-L, C-A-R-O-L,
okay.
Pastor Carol.
All right, Pastor Carol, left side, and then also her feet and legs are not working or what?
She had some, she was born with something that happened in her life, but she's been able to get around, but the last sometimes the enemy tries to super attack her on her left side because she had been in an accident, and on the back of her leg and at her ankles and things. And so I just want prayer for my friend and that God would just really touch her in her body and around those ankles and her feet and legs.
Okay. Amen. All right. I wrote this all down so I could help remember it.
Amen.
And here we go. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All righty, Father, I'm going to lay hands on my wife for the rotator cuff.
Jesus.
I lay hands on this, and we have a praying mother who has requested this.
Yes, Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus, we know that joy is a Holy Ghost-filled servant of you. There comes the anointing now. In the name of Jesus, I loose the healing anointing of God into this rotator cuff area.
Thank you, Father.
All pain must stop. All pain must cease and diminish and dwindle to nothing. Every bit of movement must be restored in Jesus' name. And as power comes out of our hands, we claim this victory in the name of Jesus. We add our faith to Pastor Price.
Yes,
the word has already gone forth. The faith has already gone forth. And we're adding to it. And in Jesus' name, I command and demand that the rotator cuff get in line, healing come into being, and pain go in Jesus' name. Out.
Thank you.
No more.
Hallelujah.
No more.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. And as the power surges through our arms and hands, I thank you that joy is being touched in a powerful way and will feel and know the difference and be rejoicing in the victory. Thank you, Lord. Well, we know that's in progress now or already done. Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Carol, her left side. Is her left side paralyzed or in pain?
It's not paralyzed. I think she had, I can't think of what it was. Apostle, do you remember what it was that Pastor Carol was born with? I'm trying to think of the name.
No, but I know she walks with a limp.
Yeah.
A pronounced limp. Like maybe
one of her arms is shorter than the other. But she's you know, now is Pastor Carol on tonight? From New York? Apostle, is she on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the mute on. No. I don't see her on tonight.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what the name of it was, but she can walk, but it's just that her legs have been really, really swollen. I rebuke that in Jesus' name.
Yes. And I agree with you right now. Okay, everybody press in here. If you had swollen legs and you weren't able to walk and your side was all messed up and then your legs and ankles were messed up, you'd really want prayer. All right, let's all join together.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father,
Thank you, Lord.
We come together, I lay hands on my wife's left side of her body and then also her feet and ankles in Jesus' name. And I command by the power of the name of Jesus, and where two of us are gathered, and then where one of us, and then two of us, and then 10 of us, we've got all of us gathered together in the name of Jesus. And we put millions to flight in Jesus' name. I rebuke this condition from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, primarily
Father,
in her left side and also in her legs and feet. And I command in Jesus' name that this condition wither and die in Jesus' name, like Jesus cursed the fig tree, and I loose the healing power of God to go into her in Jesus' name, because life, strength,
yes, Lord,
mobility.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Give her her body back.
Yes,
we take her body back.
Yes. We claim it, Lord. Name. Yes, Lord.
Mobility, movability, ability to do, ability to go. Lord, give her the full ability to walk in the name of Jesus.
The full ability.
Everything in the
limb,
everything in the hip, everything in the calf, everything in the feet in Jesus' name.
Lord.
And this undue swelling, we command you to stop in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
body,
name.
Whatever
Thank
is
you,
causing
Father.
You to retain water unnecessarily and unnaturally, we take authority over that in Jesus' name, and we command that to reverse. We command you to turn around and go the right way.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. If there's any kind of circulatory problem, if there's any kind of kidney problem or any kind of whatever that system is that flushes you all out, any kind of a problem in that area, we command healing throughout the body in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there are any glands that are not working right, we speak to you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Get with the program. Do what God created you to do.
Yes,
be healed.
Lord.
Be normal. Jesus took
Lord.
Your infirmities and bore your sicknesses.
Yes.
So we speak to you, organs. We speak to you, muscles. We speak to you, skeletal system, in Jesus' name. Jesus took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses. Be thou
yes.
made whole. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. We are expecting a phenomenal praise report and wonderful good
yes.
reports in Pastor Carol's body. And we thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you,
okay.
Lord.
I'm expecting you to hear, and you just, you know, share with the rest of us,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we got all of us praying, and we did something here tonight. Now we're going to turn our attention to you. I wrote
Elder Hawkins. Elder Hawkins,
yes.
you were praying, as you're praying for Pastor Carol and begin to pray, I could feel the anointing going through the ankle, especially on the right ankle. I could feel the power of God as you're praying.
Praise
so thank God
Jesus.
For that.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory
Never
to God. Oh, one more time.
Praise.
I won't interrupt you again. You were praying, the Lord instructed me to ask you if you would also pray for my daughter, Amber, even though she's busy too, but my daughter, Amber, she's about to graduate, Lord willing, from college, and she's in her finals, doing her finals and things, and I'm praying about her chest. As soon as I got on there, I began to feel like certain things that have been trying to come in her. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's any anxiety that's trying to come up on her, whatever it is, up on her chest, and then I feel like certain things that try to come around her on her face, like nervous. I don't know what it is, but it's something that's and that may be that thing too, that with the top of the stomach, but also in the chest. But I feeling like it's something coming towards, trying to come around her. I don't know if it's an anxiety. I don't know if it's nervousness. I don't know what it is. Because she's really having to do that. So I just ask for prayer for Amber, too.
I think it's
too.
An attack of anxiety. I think you've already
mm-hmm.
said it. Because I was going to say, I think she's being attacked with anxiety, and then it popped right out of your mouth, and you said anxiety right at that moment. So,
yes.
Lord, before we pray on Pastor, we're going to pray on daughter. I lay my hands on my wife's chest as a point of contact for Amber. Now, Lord,
yes.
I'm coming against undue anxiety during finals
yes,
week.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm asking you to cause Holy Spirit. One of your jobs is to bring all things to remembrance. So, Lord, I'm asking you to have the Holy Ghost bring everything that she's read, everything that she's studied, everything that she's poured over, bring it to her remembrance. I'm asking you, Lord, to cause quick learning, even if it's supernatural
yes,
quick learning.
Yeah.
So that it takes far less time to assimilate the same amount of data and the same amount of truths
yeah.
and facts and so forth. Mm-hmm. And, Lord, while she's studying, I ask that you would give her peace. Jesus
yes,
said, your peace you're going to leave with us, your peace you give us. And I come yeah. against, if it's chest problems or any other physical problems, that are caused by anxiety or stress, I come
yes.
against that in the name of Jesus.
Yes. The name of
worry,
Jesus.
Be gone.
Yes.
Be gone.
Thoughts of
in
worry,
Jesus.
be gone.
In Jesus' name.
Undo unnatural stress and anxiety. Be gone. You're not a part of Amber's life anymore. The door is shut on you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
The door is shut.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it on that one.
Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Praise
thank
you,
Jesus.
Now, Holy Spirit, sir, I thank you for already beginning to touch Pastor Price. I'm going to touch my wife's ankles and feet as a point of contact. And there we are, right here.
I lay my hands
on my wife's feet and ankles as Lord, as a point of contact. There is no time and distance in prayer. There is no time and distance by the power of the Holy Ghost. So, as I lay my hands on my wife's feet and ankles, I speak to them as a point of contact, and I speak to Pastor Price's ankles and feet, and I command them to normalize.
I command you
to normalize. I speak to you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to normalize.
Hallelujah.
Feet and ankles, you know exactly what it means to be the way you're supposed to. You know exactly what normal means. And I'm telling you, I'm ordering you to respond in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
No excess holding of water. No excess lack of circulation of blood. I speak normalization.
Normalization.
Healing and normalization. And there's the anointing right there. There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
Go right in. Both hands, right out of both hands into both of your ankles and feet. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Still going in. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you very,
thank you,
very
Lord
much.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I don't know what you're experiencing, but I know on this end, we could tell you were soaking it in. You were getting something,
hallelujah,
I can tell you.
Hallelujah. I receive it. I receive in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow.
Praise you, Lord.
Well,
glory to God. Hallelujah. The only thing I'm feeling in my ankle, around my leg and my ankle, it must be the anointing because it's not a pain. It's just like a movement in the spirit. And I could just feel it, especially on my left leg, going down the front of my left leg and down toward my ankle. Just like a slightest bit of burning. But it's not a burning of negativity, but it's just a, just like the, that's the anointing, right? That's the anointing. Just flowing down the
Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. I bless your name. I bless your name.
You follow in good footsteps as being a good receiver.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes. Yeah, you really do. You do. Glory to God.
Well, thank
Hallelujah.
You all. So thank God. I thank God, and I thank you all so much. And God bless you
well,
all.
We're honored. Thank you for calling in. Praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Now go back on mute. Thank you all so much. Thank God, and thank you all.
Hey, praise God. Praise God. As we were praying for Pastor Price, I couldn't help but think of this lady. I haven't seen her in a long time. Her name is Miss Gloria, and she lives in our building, and she was at the beauty shop today. And delightful lady. She's like 93 years old. And
wow.
When I looked at her, her ankles. Now, she didn't look like this before. I haven't really seen her in about 4 years. And her ankles were swollen. Her feet were swollen. And they didn't even look like feet anymore. It was just that bad. And then up, she had on pants, but, you know, I laid hands on her and prayed for her today. And I touched her knee, and you could tell her knee was swollen. So the Lord was just showing me as you were praying, and I was joining in faith, you know, with what you were praying for Pastor Price and also for Miss Gloria. And the Lord showed me that the swelling is really from, like, her hip all the way down to her feet. Now, she can still get up and walk. She was walking on a walker. But it was like, I mean, her ankles and feet were unrecognizable as feet. The swelling was that huge. But I really, we perceive new things as we're on the broadcast, but I perceive that anointing that was going on in Pastor Price was, for lack of a better word, ricocheted over. Pastor Price didn't lose anything, but going over to Miss Gloria as well. And I could really perceive like fluid flowing, you know, any kind of blockage was taken out, and there's a flow of liquid, flow of her blood down from her hip all the way down to her toes. Amen. So I know her sister. I'm gonna, you know, check with her. I see her sister more to see how she's doing. But I know she got a today and tonight. Amen.
That's a double dose of the Holy Ghost.
Praise you, Jesus.
That's
hallelujah.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. That's area code 330-325. We're going to open up your line. Anyone else who would like prayer, please press your number one key on your phone. And when you do that, when you press your one key, your hand, so we know that you want prayer. So please get in the queue. Get in the queue. Area code 330-325. We're opening up your line. Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
Hi.
Yeah,
I'm,
you
I'm Linda and Phil's friend, Debbie Griffin.
Okay, hi, Debbie.
Hi. Thank you. I want prayer for three people. This Scott Hall, I give the name to Linda, but he's only 42 years old, and he had a stroke, they think, and I don't think he's saved, and he's not doing good. And then my husband is for Parkinson's, and then for me, I'm just having trouble with my stomach, my ribs, both sides, into my back, but mostly my left side, and for my smell and taste to come back too. I haven't had it for years, and I want that to come back.
Okay.
I'm supposed to have a CAT scan this week, so they try to call me today. They'll probably call me tomorrow. I'm supposed to have a CAT scan.
Okay, so I know that you and Rick were at the healing meeting we had in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, was showing some improvement, about 15% or so, you know, at that day. Has that continued? Is it the same? Is it better? Is it worse?
It's not better because he had a thing taken off his leg, and he had to get off of it, and he's not getting much exercise again. And he had to get off that leg and keep it propped up because it wasn't healing where she took it off. It wasn't healing good. That's another thing,
okay,
too, that is. And it's like it heals and it doesn't. It's going to heal and then it doesn't. So he's went back a little bit because of that. He's had to sit a lot again.
Okay. Well, that's, hey, we're here for truth, not height. So if
yeah.
he's had a setback, then that's why we're here, you know?
Well, mainly because he had that he had this thing taken off as like a cyst or tumor, and that part, because his circulation's not good, that part is not healing good. But it seems like to me it's starting to heal, though, heals, he can get up and move around more.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
we don't have to keep his legs up so much.
You've got at least three people you're having prayer requests for.
I can put a fourth one in. My daughter has a blood disorder, and I'd like for her to be healed of that.
Yeah.
She's only
absolutely.
41.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've got four now. We've got the magic four. Okay. Shall we, would you want us to start with you?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
We'll start with her.
Since I'm right here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Since you're right there, we're going to start with you. Now, you, Apostle Kizzy's really good about writing everything down as a person speaks, so she can probably remember everything that you requested for yourself, but I don't exactly remember, so... Apostle Kinsey, do you have that or?
Oh, I was typing. I was trying, but all I could get was the no smell and taste. But you said a whole lot more than that.
And your ribs.
Okay.
And your ribs.
Oh goodness, maybe I just better cut it down. But I don't feel like I should.
Well,
no.
So,
tell us,
Linda,
about you.
Well, I'd like to have my smell and taste back, but right now I'm not feeling good. And my sides, my rib cage, my right and left into my back, and especially my left side. Now I've got to have a CAT scan. I just pray that's all right. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Are your ribs hurting right now?
They weren't. Since I've been on the phone and stuff, it's underneath my left breast. It's hurting me a little bit.
Yeah, that's been hurting her under her left breast.
Okay.
And it's caused her.
And then now it's hurting me down further where your spleen and pancreas and stuff is.
Would that be considered the upper abdomen?
You know, when they were praying about that, I was praying with that too for both of us and at the same time because I took that as me too. Because I would be considered, I believe, your upper abdomen. Oh, I can't say
I think
it.
We can start. All right, so we'll start with the upper abdomen, mainly because that was called out.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, definitely.
Not that the other things are not important; they are important.
Yeah.
But we'll start with that. All right. So, I want if you can, if you've got if you're holding the phone with one hand, can you put your other hand on your upper abdomen area? Can you do that?
Yes.
Where the stuff is
bugging.
Or turning,
yes.
Yes, okay. And Apostle Kizzy would say, how bad is it hurting? Is it hurting at a zero? Zero is no pain. 10 is horrendous. How much is it hurting?
Right now, I don't have no pain. When it hits me, it's just sort of a sharp sting-like. It's hard to express. If it sticks around, I can't hardly stand it. But it don't do that too often, but it just stings and hurts. Like, it's a jabbing feeling, like.
So no pain right now. All right, put your hand there, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to have you put your hand elsewhere and pray over that too, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Heavenly Father, we come on behalf of Deb in Jesus' name. This stabbing, jabbing pain in her upper abdomen area is no more. That is not a part of her life. That is not your will for her life. There is nothing in your word that says you want us to have stabbing, jabbing pain, even if it's occasionally. So I take authority over stabbing, jabbing pain and the causes, any causes, physical causes, spiritual causes, whatever. And in the name of Jesus, I break your power over Deb's body, and I command you, stop it in Jesus' name. Any damage that has come to this area of her body because of these pains, any damage, I loose the Holy Spirit upon her and in her and through her to cause healing in that part of her body. We're loosing the Holy Ghost to restore that part of her body and put it back normally the way it should be in the name of Jesus. All right. Now I want you to go to, you said underneath the rib area. Is that also on the same side? Is that the right side or left side?
Left side. But it's been on both sides, but it's mainly my left side.
Okay, go. Now if you can, position the phone, you know, on the nightstand or whatever, and take a hand and put it over there. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Please.
Wait a minute.
And I'm going to put one of my hands on my body as a point of contact.
Yeah,
okay.
Just let this
okay.
anointing.
All right. Now Linda's getting anointing coming out of her, and I'm going to have anointing. Linda's got anointing coming out of her hands, and I'm going to have anointing coming out of my mouth. Okay. Sometimes
Jesus.
I can just feel the words that are anointed.
Yes. Jesus.
All right. In the name of Jesus. This under the rib cage thing, under the arm thing,
yes,
you've been there too long. You've been
yes,
there too long.
Jesus.
You don't belong.
Jesus.
You don't belong.
Jesus.
You're not part of God's plan.
Yes.
I speak to you. You listen to me. You are not part of God's plan for Deb's body. You're not in His will. You're on the line. You're out of the program. You're off the reservation. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus, you listen to me and you stop.
Thank you, Jesus.
If there are any evil forces causing pain and problems in that area, I command you to cease and I break your power and I command
Jesus.
You to get off her body and get out of that house and get off of her property.
In Jesus' name.
In the measure that there are natural biological things happening in that part of the body, I loose the power of, there you go, right there. I loose the power of the Holy Ghost. I hit her right now and overcome that in the name of Jesus. I hit that part of the body in the name of Jesus, and I command all the pain to go in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You have no choice. I hit you in Jesus' name. So you go. And I loose the healing power of the Holy Ghost to heal up any damage that has been caused by you. Now there's power coming out of Linda's hands, and now there's power coming out of my hands as well as my mouth, too. So there's a lot of power hitting you right now.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you.
So we're just gonna wait right here just a little bit longer. Okay? Thank you, Lord. You still have the anointing flowing? Okay. As the Holy Ghost is flowing out of Linda right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we're just going to let it flow into your under the arm, in the rib area there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, precious Jesus.
So before we go on, I'm gonna let you pause a minute, and when you're ready, you tell us so far what you're experiencing, if anything. Okay, and then we'll go on.
I feel like I feel better, you know. I mean, I feel different, but right now it's not hurting me right now. So,
Was it hurting you when you called in?
No, it wasn't. It let up on me. I thought I knew Linda had already been praying for me, but it started hurting me when sitting here, you know, it started hurting me, but it's left up again now, though. So I praise the Lord. I just, you know, you got to believe it, and that's it. I got to.
Okay, well, I could tell when we were praying that something was, boom, you know, hitting you. That might not be the.
Yeah, I felt the spirit, really.
That might not be the most sophisticated way of describing it, but I just felt like something was hitting you. You know, and like, boom,
yeah, I felt it. I felt it too. Like, you know, I felt it too. I can't explain it. It's a feeling you can't describe, but it sure is a good feeling.
Okay. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. You're a good receiver. Now, what? Now, you also said smell and taste. Is that correct?
Yes. I haven't been able to for 5 or 6 years, probably.
Well, that's 5 or 6 years too long.
It is.
And
yes,
I'm going to
sure
tell
is.
You, there's been several people, Apostle Cusick can tell you how many, because she keeps track of all this stuff. There's been several people call in and get smells. I actually think Pastor Price, who was on just a few minutes ago, I think she, if I recall, I'm just going by memory, had a smell come back.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that
that's
true?
Wonderful.
Yes.
You had an anointing on that. Do you have an anointing on the smell, or you want me to take the lead in the smell?
You can take the lead. There's just been an anointing flowing, but you take the lead. Take it on this one.
Okay.
And then after she feels something, I remember what the Lord kept telling me to tell people to do was after we prayed, have her continue.
All right, so I'm going to have, since Linda has an anointing on her hands, okay, I'm gonna have her as a point of contact. Put her hands near my nose, okay? While I pray over you. I know that sounds kind of weird in my mind, but that's just what I feel led to do. To have Linda.
Is it all right to have my right
hand
on my
nose? Yes, your hands are on your nose. Linda's hands are on my nose. And I'm praying over your nose.
Okay.
And actually,
thank God.
You're a first-timer, so I'm going to tell you, when you call in like this, it's not just Apostle Barbara, Kizzy, Linda, and Philip who are praying. Everybody else from New Jersey to California to Arizona to Texas and all around who's tuned in, they're all praying too. Okay.
Oh, praise the Lord.
we don't have any spectator sports here on this broadcast. Everybody's a participant, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, all right. In Jesus' name, as my wife has her hands on my nose, we loose this anointing out of her hands to loose healing and restoration of smelling into Deb.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, whatever destroyed that sense of smell, I undo you in Jesus' name. I reverse you in Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
In fact, I'm going to go so far tonight, if there is something that has been even taken away or removed or destroyed regarding smelling, I'm going to go so as far as to say it, I put it back in
Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name.
Because I don't have to put it back. The power of the Holy Ghost does. I put it back in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I put smell back.
In Jesus' name.
I put smell back.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
And this anointing goes out of my wife's hands?
Yes.
Okay. Now, same thing on the taste, so you don't have to, you've got lotion on your hands. I don't want you to touch
my nose so that, see if I can smell, but I can't yet.
Well, we're gonna have you grab some pepper in a moment or something. You're gonna smell some pepper. That's what Linda will do because that's how she always feels led. You don't have to.
The only thing I have
tongue.
In
put,
here
put,
is Vicks that I can smell. But
okay, well, take your hand and put it near your tongue. We want your taste to come back.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I put my hand near my tongue. in the name of Jesus. Taste buds, resurrect in Jesus' name. I order you. If you're sick, I command you to be healed. If you're gone, I command you to come. Man, there's an anointing going into you right now. Deb, just receive it. There is a really powerful anointing going into you. I'm assuming that it's for your taste buds.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it could be for taste buds and smelling, both. I don't know. But there is a really strong anointing going into you right now.
Yes,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, smelling and taste.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you have been removed, I put you back. If you died, I resurrect you, and I command you to come back to life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
If you were made dormant, I command you to wake up. If you were made sick, I command you to be well.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
There is a really strong anointing going into you.
Yes.
I mean, it is still strong, and it's going right in.
Oh, yes.
So I know you're getting something. I don't know
exactly. I smell just a tiny bit.
Oh, okay, so we're having a bit of smell coming back. If you can get a little lifesaver or get a something that's close by, or a little.
And if there's any pepper in your kitchen, put it right under your nose.
Yeah, get
somehow it
releases something. I'm gonna go get the pepper.
Yeah, we're gonna wait.
Yes.
We'll wait for you. We'll wait for you.
We'll wait.
Okay.
There was a really powerful anointing going into her, and I know she got something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
I don't know the extent of what she got, but
mm-hmm.
I know she
definitely
got something.
Sometimes you don't always get it right away, you know.
Nope. But I know the Holy Ghost was touching you. That I know.
And sometimes you do. That's the thing. Sometimes you do.
That's why we test it out.
Yeah.
No, it's burning my tongue, but I can't taste it.
Did you have any sensation on your tongue before?
I could have, but I don't remember with pepper.
Okay.
I mean, how about
smelling the pepper? Smelling the pepper.
Yeah, we didn't really want you to put the pepper in your tongue. We just wanted you to smell it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. She got excited. That's all right. Yeah, she tasted it. Right? She got to put that cayenne pepper on her tongue. That's the first for the broadcast.
Heck, I
go Ohio.
No, I'm not smelling it.
Okay,
but
you're not smelling it.
I gotta get my tongue calmed down. My tongue's hot.
All right, how about getting something kind of decent that tastes decent? Like a lifesaver or a
a little bit of sugar.
I don't have a lifesaver. Wait a minute. I don't know what I could eat to have to taste anything good, really. Maybe
anything. One little bite
of
peanut butter, a little bite of chocolate, a little bite of whatever.
I ate a piece of a donut, and I could taste it some.
Praise you,
okay,
Jesus.
Okay, well, there you are.
Jesus, praise you, Jesus.
We're going to have to play that song in a minute.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for touching Debbie. Thank you,
Jesus. Are you eating that donut, Deb?
I'm eating part of it. A little piece of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you're partially tasting the donut.
Yes.
Oh, well, okay, you're on your way. You have a beginning. Okay? Now, you know, we're not going to be satisfied until you are completely tasting, but it at least it's begun, and that's the main thing. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank the Lord. Praise God. He's just going to bring it all the way back to me.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, you told me that you weren't having pain in the ribs, so you can't really test that out right now. Is that correct?
No. I had a little bit of it, but that went away. But
of
I had a feeling that I had a feeling that I can't describe, though. That's what I'm going to count on.
All right. You had the Holy Ghost touch you.
Because I felt that I did.
Okay.
Do me one favor.
Does, do donuts have a smell?
Barely.
Donuts don't have a big smell. I want you to try the pepper smell one more time, not the taste, just the smell, and see if anything.
Yeah, my tongue's still burning. Oh, wait a minute.
It might make you sneeze before you smell it.
Boy, you'd hear me scream if I could smell that pepper, I'll tell you that. Mm-mm, not yet.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine.
But
that's,
I haven't had it for 5 or 6, 7 years, you know. It's a long time.
You had a touch of the Holy Ghost, and it's obvious that you felt things going on in other parts of your body, and it's obvious that at least your taste is partially coming back. So, there we are.
Well, thank you.
On the road. Yeah.
So I got to feel. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank the Lord.
Yes, thank you for calling in. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. Thank you, precious people. I love you.
No,
we got you.
Thank the Lord. I love the Lord so much.
We still got your other people to pray for Debbie.
Yeah.
So let's go one at a time. Who are we going to pray for first?
You got Rick.
That's
right
for who now?
You got other people we need to pray for. Do you want us to
pray
for Rick first?
Let's pray for Rick first.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Philip's asking me to pray for Rick. Okay, Father God, as we come before your throne, you see our brother Rick. You see how he's been suffering, Lord. I ask you to heal him. We call this Parkinson's disease gone in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to restore every part of his body. Everything that the doctors have worked on, his foot or leg, Debbie? Was it his foot?
Yeah, his leg, his right leg is a little bit up a little ways from his foot, and that's where that sore, you know, where they took off that big growth he had on there.
Dear Jesus, we ask that you will heal it right now.
Yes.
We ask that you will heal it. We plead your blood.
Yes.
We ask for your blood to infuse him right now. We ask that your blood infuse any part of his body that's not right in Jesus' name. We ask for your blood to infuse him right now. And we claim nothing but complete wholeness in Rick's body in Jesus' name, wherever he's at right now, Jesus. Let him feel your presence. Let him feel your healing presence on him from the tip of his head to the tip of his toes. As we all agree right now in your name, Lord Jesus, we call Rick completely whole and draw him close to you, Jesus, as you're healing his body. Draw him closer and closer to you. And we praise you and we thank you for this, Jesus. We thank you for nothing but complete healing for him. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord
Jesus'
God.
Name.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise you,
God.
Jesus.
You know
praise
what I just
Jesus.
Did, Linda, as you were praying, I touched his head to his feet. And I was touching him on his shoulder when you was praying about Parkinson, and I went and touched him on his leg where that sore is as you was
praise
praying.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I went and touched
praise
him.
Praise you, Jesus. I can feel the
praise
Holy
God.
Spirit moving and anointing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it's your daughter, the blood. Let's pray about the blood thing. You want to lead that, honey? Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus, is this which daughter is this? Is this Kim?
Kimberly. She's the one that has that blood disorder.
Father, we bring Kimberly before your throne. We bring her before your throne. You've got a mother here, Lord. You answer a mother's prayers. They're one of the strongest prayers is when a mother is praying for her child. And I am joining. We are all joining with Debbie right now, praying for Kimberly's blood. Lord Jesus, right now, in your name, as you curse the fig tree, we curse this blood disease inside of her, that you will give her nothing less than perfect blood. We curse this disease in her blood, in Kimberly's blood, in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to make her blood every whit whole. We believe that you can make her blood every whit whole. And we curse this disease in her blood in your name, Jesus. In your name, we ask for nothing less than complete and total healing in her blood. In Jesus' name, I ask for you to infuse her right now, Holy Spirit. I plead your blood upon her. I ask for your blood to infuse her blood. And we ask for nothing less than complete healing of Kimberly's blood. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Now, who else is on that list? Your son? And I think
no,
a son's friend?
My son's friend, that Scott Hall, that had that, they think he had a stroke.
And
I don't,
he's young,
don't
isn't
know.
He?
Yeah, he's 42. I don't know if he's saved or not.
And Lord,
oh, Jesus.
Scott before you in the
yes,
name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
First and foremost, Lord, we ask that you bring an onslaught of people into his life that can lovingly witness to him and make sure that he's ready for heaven. That's the first and
yes.
foremost.
Yes.
Okay. So in that regard, we're asking you to save him by bringing people to him, having them witness to him in the name of Jesus. And we ask you by the Holy Spirit to prepare his heart so that he's open, ready. Yes, open and ready to make a change in Jesus' name. Now, as far as this stroke, we loose the anointing of the Holy Spirit to begin the healing process. We command that his body respond to the power of the Holy Spirit. We, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, we loose the anointing of God, touching to healing to restoring. Lord, if he's under medical care, then I'm asking you to supernaturally move through these physicians and the entire team and cause them to do everything that would be the best for him and nothing that shouldn't be done. Lead them and guide them, and whatever treatments or whatever that they administer, I'm asking that it would have even a supernatural effect, way better than normal, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to speed healing process in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, precious Lord. Amen. Thank you so much.
Glory
thank
to
the
God.
Lord.
Well,
thank you guys so much.
We
and
thank
for being
you.
My
thank
such
you.
Precious oh. friends.
And you are the honor of being, I believe you are the first person who's ever called in and eaten a donut on the air. So,
goodness.
I think that's a, there you go. Praise the name of the Lord.
I
hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
Praise
I'll be remembered
Jesus.
For that.
Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Debbie. We love you.
Oh, we love you too, Linda, Phil, the whole family. You're beautiful family. You know how much I love
you.
Like a sister.
I
thank
love
you so
too.
Much. God bless
you're
all
so
of you.
Welcome.
All right.
God bless,
God bless
you.
All of you. Take care.
Amen.
Thank
you so much
bye.
For calling in. Praise God. Bye-bye.
Glory to God.
Oops. Wrong one. Okay. Praise God.
We haven't had the song played yet so far.
Okay, well, we'll have to do that. Amen. let's play it right now. Hallelujah.
Well, she got part of her piece back.
Yeah, we did.
She's done for 5 years.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And we do pray over Debbie that her the healing that she has experienced is sealed in the name of Jesus. She was
yes,
able
she
to
is.
Taste that donut a little bit, and that she'll be able to
yes,
taste it all the way. And her tongue
yes,
has been awakened to taste more and more. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Hallelujah. Her smell will arise as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Great.
Let's open the line for another Debbie.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. She's been waiting for a little while here. Hi, Sister Debbie.
Hi. Good evening. How's everybody?
We're doing
excited.
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. And also, I want to ask for prayer for my grandson first, and then for myself. And as you know, Apostle, my grandson, he's a week old, and he's in on the heart floor. They were saying that he's got like a heart murmur, and they're watching it. And the doctor told us that one of the vessels is closed, and that the right side was enlarged, but it's going down. But his name is Aiden, and I want to pray for him.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Is Aiden
Hello?
Still in the hospital?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He's
a week old.
He's a week old.
Jesus.
And he needs one of the parts of his heart needs to be opened up. Is that correct?
They want it to be closed, and because his father had something like that when he was born, and they're watching, and they said one of the vessels is shrink, and he's doing really good. And I said, you know, thank the Lord.
Okay.
And they were talking right. about surgery, but we know who the real surgeon is.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We sure do.
Okay.
Yes.
Little Aiden.
All right. All right. So we, Lord, we all join in prayer right now, and we loose the Holy Ghost to come on to this little one, a week old. Now, whatever's closed in this heart, we're going to speak to you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Command you to open up.
In Jesus' name.
Command you to open up.
In Jesus' name.
Command you to open up in Jesus' name. We loose the power of the Holy Ghost to come upon him and his little heart area. And as we loose anointing onto him and power onto him to cause his little heart thing to open up, Lord. We speak to that little heart thing, and we say, open up. Open up. There's such an anointing right now. It's really strong right now.
Yes, Jesus.
We loose this anointing from the top of this little lad's head to the soles of his feet.
Yes, Jesus, touch this.
And the power is just surging into him right now. Yes. Open in Jesus' name. Open in Jesus' name. We overpower whatever caused it to be closed.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Now, we'll be expecting good reports and looking forward to hearing from you. Now, what is it that you wanted prayer for yourself for?
For myself, okay. Today I went to the doctor just for my checkup, and I got the shingles vaccine and the tetanus vaccine. But when I got home this evening, I noticed I felt like shaky, like, and I felt like fever, and I just want to pray for that and pray for, you know, my gums had been bleeding, and I hadn't been able to get to the dentist because of the COVID, and I just want prayer for that, and I rebuke that fever because I haven't had a fever in a long time.
Okay, we will rebuke fever, and you mentioned something about gums. Is that like in the front of your mouth? Or elsewhere.
Yes, it is. It's in the front. It's at the top.
Then you're the one that's on the list. That was one of the first things on the list. that we called out way at the beginning of the broadcast.
I heard that.
Okay. So I'm going to first of all, is that hurting you right now, or is it just bleeding sometimes?
No, it's not hurting. It's just bleeding sometimes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to lay my hands on my wife's mouth as a point of contact. Then I'm going to command healing to come into your mouth because that was called out. What the Lord reveals, he heals. In the name of Jesus, I lay my left hand. There it goes right there. Now power is surging into you, very similar to how it surged into your grandson. It's just going right in there, right in your mouth. There it is, right there. Just accept it, take it. I know you know how to receive the anointing. I know that you know how to receive the anointing. Take it. It's yours, right there. And while I'm at it, I place my other hand on my wife's head as a point of contact. I rebuke this fever in Jesus' name. You go. That's it. You're done here. And the cause of the fever, you're done. I lose this power as it surges out of my right hand in Jesus' name. And I take wild authority over this fever, and I command you off. Get away in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You are over and over and out. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, man.
You take a minute and then you let us know, you know, what you're experiencing, and then we'll take it from there. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God.
The fever is trying to decrease.
Yeah.
To feel the anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of
thank you.
Now, if I'm wrong,
and
tell
my
me.
God.
I would say that, because sometimes I pick things up in the spirit, but sometimes I miss it. I would say that at this point, your fever is at least 10% better. Is that correct? Or have I missed
it? Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. But it's not 90% better, but it's more like 10% better. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, well, we're going to pray again. Oh, we got that thing on the run.
Yes,
it's on
we
the
do.
Run.
We sure do.
It's on the run.
We sure do.
And the Holy Spirit has even revealed how much it was done. Hallelujah. Okay.
Praise you, Jesus.
I lay my hands this time on myself as a point of contact. I loose this anointing out of my hands in the name of Jesus against this fever. You're already 10% better. Now you got to get a lot better. You're on the run. There it goes right there.
Yes.
Now there's anointing just surging into you. Glory to God.
Yes.
Eat it up. Eat this fever up. Eat the anointing just devours this fever in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Fever, you are done. There's anointing just surging
in
into
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Power of God is just surging into her, driving out that fever.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
There's still power going into you. I'm perceiving that, I think I'm perceiving that you're about like somewhere between 30 and 50% better. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're revealing. There's still power going into you. In Jesus' name, fever, you got to go. We loose our hands. We stretch our hands toward our sister. You have got to go in the name of, all the way.
Yes.
Out. We overthrow
in
you.
Jesus'
we overpower you in Jesus' name by the anointing and by the words of our mouth and by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel like you're about 65%-ish better. Is that good or did I miss it?
That's good. No, you did not miss it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, Lord,
thank
we
you,
lose
Lord.
Your power. 65 is better than nothing, but we want more.
Yes, Jesus.
I command this body to cool off. I command the Holy Ghost breezes of Almighty God to come up on this body and just cool it off in Jesus' name. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory
to God.
I loose fresh breezes from the Holy Ghost to come upon this saint from the top of her head to the soles of her feet as another wave of anointing is really surging. Now, you were getting anointing before, but not like now. You've just grabbed it. You're taking it. I can feel it going out of us. And you are taking that anointing for healing, for your teeth, for your fever, for your body. It's still surging into you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for her receptivity. Thank you for her openness and receptivity to your spirit. I bless your name. I thank you, Lord. Great. There's another wave right there. Another wave right there.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Are you,
thank you,
about 90% better or not?
Yes, I am.
Jesus, heal all
now,
the way. Go.
Is there any way that you can take your temperature? I forgot to get a thermometer when I was at the store today. But
okay.
I can feel the difference. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father, Father, Father. There's still power just surging into you, sister. So whatever was causing that fever, the Holy Ghost is really upon you to heal you of that. So not only to remove the fever, but whatever caused it, he's also, doing that. I don't know if you had an infection or a virus or just whatever. I don't know. I don't know everything. But I do know that the anointing is just going in you and on you, and you're just very receptive, still flowing strongly into your body.
Yes.
It really wants to heal you. That first theme song says God wants to heal you everywhere you're hurt. He really means it. He really wants to heal you. Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There is still power surging into you, and your fever is almost, I can feel it, like your fever is almost, not quite, but almost gone.
Yes.
It's not gone yet, but it's almost gone. Lord, we continue to loose this anointing into our sister. Glory to Jesus, you are wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, now the anointing is lifted up off me, so one of two things have happened. Either you're completely well or you're darn close, but you absolutely received a big old splash of the Holy Ghost with whatever was causing your fever. I can tell you that much.
Woo! Yes.
Hello.
Just about gone.
Thank you,
you are
Lord.
A great receiver. Jesus
Thank
is
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. Oh, praise his name. He saved just a name. Come on, praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we praise
you,
the Lord, for tonight in the name of Jesus and for sealing that healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That fever and all that it stands for will not come back ever in the name of Jesus. And we give God all the praise and glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to go back on mute.
Okay. And keep us, you know, text me. Let me know what's going on with Aiden. Okay? We're keeping him in prayer.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have one more with their number one key press. This is Apostle Patrice from Florida.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. Pleasure to hear your voice, both Apostle Kizzy and Philip. And Philip, you always remind me of Richard Roberts. You sound like him.
Well,
same healing anointing too. No, it's a beautiful thing. But I know you're who God made you. But I got on about less than 20 minutes ago. I said, oh my goodness, I said, tonight's the healing prayers. And I said, I'm going to get on because battling, you guys agree with me, pray for me with something in my mouth. I started having some fillings and I was so excited to get my teeth worked on and stuff. But all of a sudden I developed like a bump on my gums. And they were telling me it was root canal. My spirit knew it wasn't root canal. And I'm saying, I feel like something got in there when they did one of the fillings, but I can't prove it. Then I got it went into a whole sinus infection. It was my mouth, my ear, my neck. I had a nurse friend, a believer, that diagnosed me because I was having severe pain. And I went on antibiotics, and I got sick and all this kind of stuff because I don't take no drugs. And I'm still, that's still like a bump on my gum. It's very, I can't really touch it. And I said, I'm getting on that prayer line, and no disrespect to the dentist, but I'm getting my healing completely from God. And here I am.
Well, we know you've got a track record of being a good receiver. So you're at the right place.
Thanks.
And we're going to. We're all going to agree. So now, where's the bump? The I know it's in your mouth, but top jaw, bottom jaw, front, back.
It's the right top in the back.
Okay, right top in the back. All right.
Yeah.
And there's a bump there, and it hurts if you touch it.
I'm doing it right now because I'm waiting for it to dissipate.
Well, I tell you what, she definitely knows the drill.
Well, I have received the healing through you guys, God using you guys before.
I can say you are armed and ready. Definitely armed.
Amen.
Locked and loaded or whatever the phrase is. That's awesome.
You're funny.
Excuse me,
there's one other thing. Oh, sorry. I think it's, you know, some of it's spiritual, you know, because I kept saying, God, do you not want me to talk? Like, you know, you want me to stop talking as much? You know, like, I know he doesn't put sickness on us, but he can use it for his glory. So I was, and then somebody confirmed, like with the neck and the mouth and the ear, that, you know, the spiritual things, and that really ministered to me. But this has got to go because it's been in my mouth for too long. And when I smile, sometimes I get some shooting pain, and I'm like, the devil trying to stop me from smiling. I'm like, you have no authority on me because I'm always smiling to people. I'm a happy camper, so he can't take that away from me.
The whole ear, nose, throat, sinus thing, that's been wiped away, right? You're not still having that, are you?
No, no, no. That I've been healed of that, but I know
okay.
started from something in the mouth, like when, you know,
it
went from one thing to the next, and that was like kind of like the final outcome until this bump is gone. Mm-hmm.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to put...
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to stretch our hands towards you,
yes.
And you're going to touch your bump on the right upper jaw. Lord, you called out mouth problems at the beginning of the broadcast, and considered part of the mouth problems. Okay.
Yes,
all right. I'm now putting my hands as if they were on your face, on each side of your jaws.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just like if we were in a prayer line or something in church on Sunday. There it goes right there. There it goes. Coming actually all the way from the arms down the hands. I loose this anointing in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. It goes into the mouth and jaws, especially on the right side.
Ooh.
It goes right there. There's a surge of anointing going. I command this bump, first of all, to stop hurting. And second of all, we're going to order this bump to be gone. Even if that something supernaturally has to happen to make it gone. Lord, you know how to make things disappear. You make tumors disappear. You make blood clots disappear. There's another wave, a second wave hitting you now. Strong wave hitting you now. I loose this anointing and I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything that is wrong up there on that side of the jaw, be healed in Jesus' name. I loose this anointing into the jaw, into the mouth, and I loose it against this bump in Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know you're able. I know it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You are worthy.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Testify. I will testify. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Faithful God. Hallelujah. You're so faithful. Hallelujah. I know this is going to sound really weird, but as I'm praising the Lord, and if you heard the dog barking in the background, I was like waving him to come over because he was getting excited because I was getting excited. And then he came over and kissed my mouth. Like he knew. Yeah, he's amazing. His dog. What he knew. He knew that mommy got a healing.
Kissed her mouth.
What?
That's great.
That's just awesome.
He probably found it interesting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you,
that's
Lord.
Great.
Thank you.
And I
thank
am
you
amazed.
For being here.
This above, this
yeah.
is here. The pain went away. Tell us.
I can't hear you.
The bump went away. The pain disappeared.
It did while we were praying. That's why I was shouting. Yes, and now I still feel. I'm just gonna say, I just put my hand on again. It's not like it was, but this I feel like there's still a little bit more there. Like,
okay, well, we can pray again.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
thank you.
A little bit more bump or a little bit more pain? Which one?
The bump has gone down some. It's not as big as it was. Wait a minute. I'm going my finger around. Sorry. It's still a little bit and still a little bit tender. Not like it was before. Like before, if I touched it, it was bigger, and I'd be like, "Oh!" Now I'm touching it right now. There's still a little lump, and it hurts a little bit.
Okay.
But I want to hope it's gone.
We definitely. We don't want hype. We want truth. It helps us. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Heavenly
Amen.
Father, we come to you for a second dose. A second
thank
dose
you,
of the Holy Ghost. I sincerely thank you for what you already did, and it, as a quick work you did. I mean, in minutes, Lord, you made the pain so much less, and you made the bump go down some. So I stretch my hands again. We stretch our hands again to be loosely anointing again. Let it, there it goes. This time more out of my right hand. Okay. We loose the anointing out of the right hand. In Jesus' name. Time out of the right hand. I thank you that anointing is going in. We speak to that bump. Whatever tenderness is still left, we command you to be completely healed. We order you to be completely healed. The size of the bump, we command you to shrink more.
Yeah,
there's still anointing going in. Thank you. Still anointing going in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. This is healing anointing. Healing anointing. Holy Ghost healing anointing. HGHA. There comes a real strong strong wave right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just receive it. Thank you. I know you do. It's strong wave still going in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Going right out of our right hands. Thank you, Lord. 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 Lord, we're asking you to remove every bit of pain. And we're asking, and we're actually demanding that this thing shrink. There is anointing, a supernatural anointing of the Holy Ghost is going on you, in you. We command you to shrink even more. We command you to shrink. Yeah, now a really strong anointing is going into you. So whatever you're doing the right thing. Now it's even stronger than it was before.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Lord. It's still strong. It's surging into you. So whatever you did to latch on, you got it. Glory to God. Still surging into you. Still surging into you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, sir. My gosh, anointing is still surging into you. All right. It's lifting off of us and lifting off of me. Whenever you're ready, you test out and let us go what's on, and we will give God the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I can rub my finger. Can you understand me?
Yes.
Okay, I got fingers in my mouth all this time. I can rub my finger along the gum. Thank you, Jesus. And we're good. Good. I felt the anointing even the first time, several times. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. And hold on. And since we're at this together, that feels better. I feel like it's gone. Thank you. Let me see. There's still a little. We're good.
Okay.
They're saying I have periodontal disease. They first were saying, like I said, that I needed a root canal, and I knew that that wasn't right. And now they're saying periodontal disease, so we might as well just hit that while we're praying, if that's okay.
Sure. And I'm not familiar with that term, so how would a Missourian understand that?
Receding gum line and problems like with the gums.
Okay.
And
got
I think
it.
You said that was at the beginning of the broadcast.
Yes, we said there was something in the mouth, the mouth or the gums. Yes, we did. So
that was definitely for me. Definitely for me. And I knew I had to get on tonight, and I almost forgot. But God, thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank you,
Lord. All right,
Lord.
Here we go, Lord. All of us are praying. All of us are stretching our hands. In the name of Jesus. Lord, what you reveal, you heal. You said before the broadcast, 15 minutes before the broadcast, something in the mouth or the gums. I rebuke gum disease in the name of Jesus. I order you to retreat because the word of Almighty God says, surely, he hath borne her sicknesses and carried her diseases. So gum disease, you are included in that. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command you to run. I command you to go. And every bit of damage that you have caused, I loose the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ to restore.
Thank you.
The gum disease, you have been stopped in your tracks. No more.
Mm.
I rebuke you by the power of the name of Jesus, and I order you, get out.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. And I believe it's done by the power of our words as I shake my finger at it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe it's done, Lord. Thank you. I believe it's done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Amen.
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 My hand. I put my hands on my both cheeks, and as you were praying, and even now, still. The Lord often works through me where my hands get fiery red, and as you were with for healing, and as you were praying, I feel the heat on my face, you know, on my hands, and it's real hot right now. Thank you, Jesus, and I do believe that it completely heals in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Bless you all, and may the Lord restore everything you pour out.
Thank you for thanking you for being a part. You know, it's interesting. You know, sometimes a little flash will come to me, and I'm still learning. So sometimes I speak it out, and sometimes I don't. Now, our sister who called before you, Apostle Kizzy, where was she from? The Debbie that called before?
Just now, she's from St. Louis.
Okay, we'll see. While she was on the phone, I had a flash of a palm tree. So I thought, is she, you know, down south, or is she in, you know, California? But see, that wasn't for her. That was the next person that was going to call in. I think it's just humorous. I think it's amazing. Like, I wasn't seeing palm trees. All of a sudden, I just this little bitty flash, and I saw a palm tree. I'm like, what the heck? What is that all about? Well, and then you came on the air, you know? So that's just a lot of fun. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
That didn't cost you anything. That was just a freebie. You know, praise God.
Thank you. And congratulations. I don't know how long you're married, but congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's 3 wonderful years.
Okay. Yeah, cause, well, I haven't seen you since 2013 or something. Well, I did speak to you on the line a couple of years ago, but I didn't know you were married. Congratulations. Yeah. I won't take up any more time.
Doing wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you, Apostle. Good to hear from you. God bless you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much. Bless you all.
Wow.
And
that's really
we
helpful.
Have another caller.
Okay.
And we have a couple of texts, but we're going to get the caller on. She's been holding for a while. Her name is Kim Brown, and she lives in, I think she lives in Illinois. Hi, Sister Kim. Welcome.
Hi, Apostle Kizzy. Yes, I'm in Illinois.
Wonderful.
Okay. Welcome. So
welcome
what's
aboard.
Going on?
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me on here. And so I have actually I have several areas of need, and I'm not sure how to proceed with that, but I guess the greatest one right now is I'm having an issue with my sugar, and it is tremendously out of whack currently. And so I've really been pressing in and speaking to that and just believing for total and complete healing. Have a generational curse in my family that I believe has been broken off of me of kidney disease. And I believe I received new kidneys. But still battling the blood pressure and the sugar. So.
Okay, blood pressure.
Yeah.
And sugar.
Okay. So what, do you know what your A1C is?
The last time it was 8.4. and then I just was at the urgent care the other day, and my sugar was 324, and it's never been that high. Ever. And I just, you know, I just believe this is an attack from the enemy because I'm getting ready to really begin to move in ministry. And I just feel like the enemy's coming strong at me. And I'm just like, no, I'm not receiving this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So
we're in agreement with you.
We are in agreement with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So Apostle Kizzy knows a lot more about this stuff than I do. Are there ways that you can test yourself out, or is that something we're going to have to, you know, you're going to later on or tomorrow morning or whatever?
I can test my sugar now, and I can test it as we talk, sure, yeah.
Well, thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do here.
Thank you.
Oh, Father. Holy Spirit, you are so in this broadcast. Truly, Lord, I thank you that if ever there were a time when the title of this the title of this, these broadcasts, God in the Midst, was true, surely that title is very fitting this evening. I thank you so much for the people who have called in and what you've done. And I just have a sense, Lord, I don't know how to explain it, but you're just about to do something. Like,
yes,
you're just really about to do something.
Yes.
For Minister Kim Brown. And I'm just, I guess I'm just a little awestruck or almost a little speechless. I just sense that you're going to do something, and it's just wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
We stretch our hands.
Worship.
Toward Illinois.
Yes.
And as the anointing of the Holy Ghost begins to flow out of our hands, we say, sugar and blood pressure, you're getting in line. There is tangible anointing coming out of our hands and going into Minister Kim Brown right now. Sugar, we order you to go down. Man, there's a wave going into you right now, really strong. Like, really strong right now. Wow. I mean, there was power going into you, but not like this. This is a lot.
Somehow you just hooked
onto him, and you just hooked on. My gosh, there's power just surging into your body right now. I command every bit of blood sugar, you get normal. I command blood pressure, you get normal in Jesus' name. You got to do it. There's no question. You got to do it. Power of the Holy Ghost is certain. It's even stronger now. It's even stronger now.
Thank you.
Golly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's really strong, just surging into you. Every cause of blood sugar or every cause of blood pressure, I speak to you down to the cause, and I command you to be healed. Every organ in these systems, every organ involved in these measurements, I command you to be healed.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Veins, arteries, I command you to flow properly with the proper amounts and the proper flow. Heart, I command you to work normally and fully. You didn't tell me there was any heart problems. I don't know if there was or not. I just felt led to say that. I command you in the name of Jesus. Do it. The power of the Holy Ghost is upon you. Now you function normally and like it. Do your job and enjoy what God has called you to do. Pump and pump and pump. Pump and pump and pump. Normally. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Okay.
Thank you.
A lot of times we pray more than once, okay? So I'm gonna let you sit there for a little bit and test yourself out and take a moment. Tell us what's happening, you know, what you're sensing from the Lord, and, you know, tell us if there's physical changes that are happening as well.
I definitely felt the power. Definitely felt the power.
Yeah, you're definitely getting that
power, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, you test yourself out. Let us know what's going on, and we're probably going to pray again. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at 2:10 right now. So.
Okay.
And I don't. And just so you know, I don't take insulin, and they want to put me on it. And I'm not. I'm not going on it. In Jesus' name, I'm not going on it. I'm not. I'm not going to do it in Jesus' name.
Do they have you on the pill, the metformin?
I was on metformin, 500 milligrams, and the A1C was going up, and I really wasn't managing my food properly, but the A1C was going up. And so the last time it was, it went up to 7 or something. And then they put me on 1,000 milligrams. And, again, I really wasn't eating properly, but I was doing 1,000 milligrams, and it just makes me so bloated. And I mean, if I eat something, I just feel horrible. Like, it gives me horrible heartburn. It makes me so bloated. It makes me feel worse than if I don't take it. And in January, I had done a fast with another minister I'm involved with, and we had done a fast. And I really felt at that time like the Lord was like, stop taking your metformin. So I stopped taking that, and I found this alternative pill, and I'd been taking that, and I felt great. I mean, I felt really, really good. I didn't feel spikes in my sugar. I didn't feel anything at all. I felt amazing. And I was having some female issues, and I went the other day for that, and they said that I had sugar in my urine, and that's how my sugar was at 300. And I had not been testing it or anything. And so, I don't want to receive this. I just do not want to receive any of this, because I know that this does not come from the Lord. And I just feel like the enemy is just really trying to ramp this up because, like I said, getting ready to move in ministry. And I just feel like he's really trying to come at me, and I just am refusing it. I'm like, you're not putting this on me. You're not. So in Jesus' name.
All right. So we know the Holy Spirit was touching you. Now, when you said the 210, that's a sugar reading?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yep. And I'm assuming that's not where we want it. Is that, that correct?
No. I mean, yeah.
Normally,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Normal is around 100.
Yep. That's what I'm shooting for, is 100. Mine, they have said, less than 110. So I'm shooting for 100. So I'm thank you for saying 100, because that's the number I have in my mind. Praise God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
So now did you test your blood pressure or did not yet?
No, that's in the kitchen. It's in the kitchen.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean,
that's
I can
fine.
Get it if you'd like me to. Sure.
Apostle, that's up to you. Whatever you think. If you want to ever test that.
Let me say this. We are in overtime right now. We still have another half an hour in overtime. Okay. So we still have about a half an hour. You can go ahead and get your blood, get the blood pressure. You have a cuff, or you...
It's a cuff thing, and it just goes around me, and then it's the instant reader.
Okay. Yeah, you can go get it.
Sure.
Can you be on the phone while you're getting it?
Sure.
Yep, I can walk and get it. Hopefully you can hear me. I don't know if it'll mess the phone up, but...
Okay.
No, you're fine.
Well, I wanted to give a testimony. while you're getting
sure.
it. Because, you know, I have been diagnosed with both of those things. And I've been listening to the Lord and just following, you know, what he said to do. And with the blood pressure, I was looking at my calendar trying to go back to when we prayed about that on this line. It was around February last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord moved by his spirit and people were getting healed of
yes.
high blood pressure. And
wow.
the Lord had me saying, check your blood pressure, check your blood pressure. And
yes,
as I was
that.
Saying that, the Lord said to me again, he said to me, well, check your blood pressure. So for the past year, over a year now, I've been checking my blood pressure every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you some of the readings. 116 over 70,
praise
120
God.
Over 74, 108 over 68, 124 over 74. I'm just flipping through. 112 over 66. And when it started going down like that, 116, 112, I was like, is that okay? Because I only heard of 120 over 80. And I'll tell you, by the Spirit of the Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over this, tells me to take them. And I've probably taken maybe about 10 pills in 1 year.
Wow.
Praise
and it's
you, Jesus.
Still staying
praise
like
God.
That.
Praise you, Jesus.
The blood sugar, he's doing basically the same kind of thing. Now, he's telling me what to eat. And I'm eating more vegetables now. I'm drinking more water now. And I'm, you know, I'm following, you know, what he says to do. And my blood sugar has gone down as well. And I'll tell you what I usually do is you're supposed to take 2 pills a day. I think the 500 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
He has told me, now the way he talked to me, I'm just saying how he's told me, I'm not going completely, I've gone almost cold turkey on the blood pressure medicine, but on the metformin, I've been taking one in the morning and every now and then in the evening, I'll take one. My A1C went down to close to 6 the last time.
Wow.
So
that's
so the average is about 120, and I've been charting that every day because that's what he's told me to do. And I put it in my calendar, my blood pressure, my blood sugar every day. And then, you know, and I'm continuing to pray over it, and like I said, listening to him, and also, and I know
mm-hmm.
I'm not a big, it's been him, so mm-hmm. that's what I want to pray for you,
okay,
you know,
yeah.
all of this, that this, the blood of Jesus over it, it's gone
yeah.
as far as it can go over, and blood of Jesus over the bloodline as well. Now,
mm-hmm.
let's get back to your blood pressure, and then I'm going to pray. Did you take your blood pressure?
You know, it's not doing it. It's not doing it. And I have to be honest, I haven't taken the blood pressure in about a week, so I don't know if it might need batteries in there because it has 4 batteries in the back. So I don't know if the batteries went down, but I've tried it 3 times, and it's just not, it won't pop up. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this to you, and I'm just going to say you pray about it.
Okay.
He's had me charting everything. If it's not charted, you know, the enemy could probably try to make you have some kind of fear over what it's going to be if you get a reading or something like that. But this is between
mm-hmm.
you and the Lord. So if he tells you to do it, continue on the way you're doing, then you do that. But there's a reason why you called here tonight. You've never called into this line, as far as I know.
I know.
So okay. So there's a reason why you called here tonight. God works in different ways. You know, we understand, you know, that the medical profession is God's hand of mercy as well. I mean, he didn't, you know, they don't know things by themselves, but we still have to partner with the Lord to know what to do and to use wisdom with what we're doing. And
I understand.
You know, he's told me when it gets to a certain place, I'm dropping the pill. But at this point in time, I'm still doing at least one a day. And that second one is basically gone, and the blood pressure is basically gone. So, praying for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together with Minister Kim right now in the name of Jesus. We know that you are God, and you are God of everything in the name of Jesus. First of all, We send the Hayadabasha. We send the blood of Jesus through Minister Kim's bloodline right now in the name of Jesus, because it's the blood that's being attacked, blood sugar and blood pressure. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood, your healing, purging, cleansing blood goes through Minister Kim's bloodline right now. Through her blood, and then back through her bloodline generationally to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of this thing, where it started at, through her bloodline. And we thank you, Lord, that you cleanse it and you purge it out of the bloodline right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. The bloodline going backwards, the bloodline going forward, so her children and her grandchildren and children's children's children will not have this, hallelujah, and then going sideways through the bloodline, the entire bloodline, hallelujah, purged by the blood of Jesus right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you that your blood supersedes her blood. Your blood supersedes her blood pressure. Your blood supersedes her blood sugar. And we thank you right now for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. However you want to do it, if you want to do it instantly, thank you. Hallelujah. If you want her to partner with you and do it step by step, then that's fine too, Lord God. However you want to do it, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God. She said that there were some issues with the way she's been eating. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you help her to desire, to crave those things that are good for her body.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. You said that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that her temple yields to the Holy Ghost, that her temple desires what her temple needs to house the Holy Ghost and even the very, the fullness of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, that she's a good host in the name of Jesus for the Holy Ghost. And we give you praise, and we thank you, Lord. It's not hard. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It might have been hard yesterday. It might have been hard this morning, but it's not hard now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that is what you do is light and easy. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for even healing her kidneys. If there's any kidney damage, we thank you, Lord God, that the damage is healed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, and every bit of sugar that's in her urine leaves now in the name of Jesus. Anything that has been touched, been damaged, we thank you for restoring it right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that her belly, hallelujah, her abdomen, in the name of Jesus, is proportionate, hallelujah, and is the size that it's supposed to be, that you made it to be, and that her kidneys are functioning in the perfection that you created it to function. Hallelujah.
That's right.
There's fire in your belly right now. There's fire in your belly right now. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is in your belly right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the fire, Lord, burning out everything that's not like you and burning in complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, are you perceiving anything there, Minister Kim?
All I felt when you were praying for the fire, I felt the fire. I just felt, you know, I just felt a touch in my belly. I felt a touch in my belly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, you want to check your blood sugar one more time before we go?
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And I'm just hearing by the Spirit of the Lord, when you get up in the morning, even before you take it tonight, when you get up in the morning, you're going to see a dramatic change. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I receive that.
And I'm going to share with you, as you're taking it, what the Lord said to me. And this was like, I don't know, it's been a few years now. He said, the first thing you put in your mouth in the morning is water. And
praise God.
So he has
it's 189. Sorry.
189.
Thank you, Jesus. It's going
Thank
down.
You,
Thank you, Jesus.
Going down. Going down.
Amen.
Okay, I heard you about water, and I love water, so thank you. Thank you.
Good. So I'll share with what he said to me. I chug a bottle of water every morning, first thing.
Okay.
You know, and it's about like at least 20 ounces of water.
Okay.
And I pray and I do it. And then he said, the first food that goes into your mouth is a green vegetable. For me, it's been cucumbers.
Okay.
And every now and then we'll go from cucumbers to celery, but some kind of fresh green, if you can eat raw vegetables, some fresh green vegetable in your belly first thing.
Okay.
Amen. And
I put spinach and zucchini in my smoothie, but I don't have that every day.
Okay. Okay. So you usually have smoothies in the morning?
Well, I don't have it every day. So,
okay.
It's just it's a challenge to have that every day. I mean, but I'm gonna pray that the Lord would just give me the desire to have that every day, because I do love it and I feel good when I do that. And there's spinach and zucchini and then pineapple and a little bit of banana and then my protein mix I put in there. So
I want to say this to you: keep it simple. Even if you have the smoothie afterwards, you know, eat some spinach. Some raw spinach, you know, a handful of raw spinach or a half a cucumber. Just eat that without all of the other stuff. You can have that right after that. But this is what I heard. Open the matrix. It's important how you open the matrix. That's how I heard
praise
it.
God. Okay.
And the way that you open the matrix of your body is important, and it sets the tone in your body for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Well, 180, 189, that's a blessing.
Yeah, it was, what was it, 2-something, 210, so praise God, it went down.
Amen.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, praise God. Minister Kim, you can keep in touch with me. You got my number.
Okay, I do. Thank you.
Going
praise
on. I do believe we should pray. We should sing that song. Were you about to say something, Elder Phillip? Did I hear you?
No.
Say
no, I'm good.
Elder Phillip. Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed to say that I did not know your name. A friend of mine sent me a text and said, you know, to log in. And so I missed the beginning because I was at a Bible study. I missed the beginning, and I wasn't sure your name. And so what a wonderful name. That's my husband's name as well. So Elder Phillip and your wonderful, I've heard your beautiful wife praying. I'm not sure your name either, but thank you so much for
Linda.
Praying. Linda, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless
God
you.
God bless you.
Yes, we're glad you joined tonight. Thank
yes,
you. Praise God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Same here.
And,
thank you. God bless your ministry.
All right.
You
thank you.
Amen. And Minister Kim's involved in a tent ministry. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We're getting ready actually to put up our tents this weekend, so Friday and Saturday. We have an event, so, yeah. So, praise God.
That's wonderful.
Praise you.
Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. That's wonderful.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Where in Illinois are you doing all this?
Actually, my friend, Evangelist Janie Sims, she actually has the tents, and that is her ministry. It's called 3-in-1 Worldwide Ministries. And the Lord has given her the vision to put up tents across America. He's given her the mission in America as the vision for 2022. And she heard the Lord Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let them that hear it say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So we are putting up tents and partnering with other ministries and other churches. If they have an outreach, an event, we partner with them and put up our tents, and we have prayer tents. So this is actually the first one that I will be involved with, and so I'm excited. It's Easter weekend, obviously, and so I'm just excited to see what the Lord's, you know, about ready to do. So
yeah, thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. That's great,
yeah.
Kim.
So, but,
glory to God.
Yeah. And so we'll be on Illinois side this time. We'll be in southern Illinois. We're about 15 minutes southeast of St. Louis, so we'll be in Belleville. So,
oh, good.
Okay.
Good for you. Praise God.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
And keep in touch. Let us know the progress, because we know that God's doing something. Amen.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and thank you for the prayers tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Got to play our song, Look What the Lord Has Done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Amen. It's been quite a night tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to try to do a review here. This has been very exciting. Okay, now the elements that were mentioned in the beginning was the front of the mouth or the tooth. And so we're going to say at least that was Debbie, Debbie from St. Louis, and Apostle. It was somewhere in there. You were somewhere in there, Apostle.
Yes.
Apostle Patrice. And then we had the upper abdomen, and we believe that that was Debbie Griffin, or one of the people was Debbie Griffin. And then the shoulder blade and rotator cuff prayer for Joy. She wasn't on the line with us, but we prayed for her. Minister Rachel. Okay, Minister Rachel, she said pray for her left shoulder and her whole family. Okay.
Okay.
That's what she said. That was about an hour and a half ago that she said that. So I'm believing that God touched her during that time.
Amen.
And Pastor Mom. Mom said the pain is gone out of her hand. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Ooh. Amen. Glory to God. And she should probably be asleep by now.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Okay. And so we prayed. We had some prayer requests. Debbie Griffin made several prayer requests. And so... we prayed for her, a young man and her husband, and well, Debbie's husband, and we prayed for Debbie, and she was having some issues with taste and smell, and she tasted a donut, and she could really taste it. Hallelujah.
Great.
So we thank God for that. Amen. Amen. And then, well, like I said, we, you know, with Pastor Mom, we prayed about her hand, and her hand got healed. First prayer was better. Second prayer, it was better. And then after a while, it was healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, we prayed for her. And, you know, we can't see that right away with an adrenal gland. So we're believing for that complete healing, health, and wholeness. Pastor Price, like we said, we prayed for Joy's rotator cuff, prayed for Pastor Carol. We prayed for Pastor Price about the her leg and feet. And so we're believing for complete healing. She was feeling the anointing. We prayed for Amber as well. Hallelujah. And then, Reverend Treva sent me a text. I see her name here. Reverend Treva sent me a text and said today she had some hay fever and a little congestion too, and pain in her left knee. Since praying for others, the symptoms have both subsided.
Wow.
Jesus.
Woo.
So
hallelujah.
Cool. That is so great.
We're getting an Amber alert here. We're getting an Amber alert here, Lord. We lift up that Amber alert to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you send your angels all around them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And uncover and make known and bring to light where I think is the Amber Alert, is that for the children?
Yes, it is.
Well,
yes,
we lift that up and all that it stands for in Jesus' name. Okay, so then we went to okay. We went to Debbie from St. Louis who had a tetanus and a shingle vaccination and has been experiencing bleeding gums and a fever today. And with every prayer, I think there were four prayers, and her fever, that fever left her. It went down to it's where she was at least 90% better, and she was feeling better and better. Hallelujah. For that, then we prayed with Apostle Patrice from Florida, who had a bump on her gums and was feeling pain, and hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for healing her mouth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And then we just prayed for Minister Kim Brown. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. About her blood pressure, blood sugar, and kidney issues that were generational in her family. Amen. So we did see her blood sugar go from 210 to 189 tonight. And so we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen. All of you guys have hung on with us so long. Thank you so much. We always pray the prayer of salvation. We're going to still do that. It could be somebody in the future that's going to listen to this, and they need Jesus. So we're going to do that. We're going to let you know what's going on our Get Them Radio family of broadcasts, and then we're going to come back with the Hawkeyes. Amen, for closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. And we I got to do this pretty quick. I think we got about 15 minutes, but that's a long time. So I won't be that long. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. And so the Lord loves you so much. We're celebrating his resurrection on this Sunday. Hallelujah. And he came to die for you. He loves you so much, you were to die for. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he was resurrected so he can come and live on the inside of you. Maybe you don't understand that right now, but once you receive him as your Lord and Savior, he'll make it clear and plain to you. Well, and then the Bible says in Romans 10 and verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Saved so that when this body wears out or you leave this body for whatever reason, you will go straight to heaven. You're saved for eternity. Amen. And the way you do that is to just say this prayer with me. Make a choice in your heart to say this prayer. And he's done all the work. Yes, easy, because Jesus did all the work. So repeat after me. Make that choice to do it and just say it out loud. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved. I'm born again. Heaven is my home. Amen and amen. And we want to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for that person who just prayed that prayer for the first time. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you are even now opening up your arms and welcoming them into the family of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And we pray over them right now that they are filled with your Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power, hallelujah, to be filled with your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and power to be able to speak in their prayer language now in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Shalamashi. Arabasi karadanahasa. God is giving you your very own prayer language right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we just thank you and we praise you for that, Lord. And now we invite you. We invite you to be a part, to learn and grow. And be a part of our God in the Mist, and we call it Get 'Em, the first letters of God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio, family of broadcasts. You can learn and grow. You can also go to a Bible-believing church, and then you can still call in and grow through our ministry as well, the ministry that God put together just for you. Amen. So the Get 'Em Radio family, you can call in the same number, 516-418-5699. And here are our broadcasts. On this Sunday, which is Resurrection Sunday, and every Sunday, our broadcast is at is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I am the apostolic pastor. My name is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. And so we meet at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, every Sunday. You can call in from wherever you are. We have people that call in from all over the country. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. You will learn and grow as the Bible is being taught. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, we have prayer. Praise God. And our prayer, we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And it's every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And God is awesome. He's truly speaking to us during that time. Hallelujah. Some people who had never, who never given interpretation of tongues are now hearing very well and interpreting with confirmations. Hallelujah. On Thursdays, on Wednesdays, where we are right now with our healing service that we call prophetic healing, it is the second Wednesday of every month. So the next time we're going to be together is May 11th, Wednesday, May 11th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And Thursdays is kind of like a talk show that'll help you grow. Amen. And so we have a variety of topics that we talk about. This month, what we're doing is the five love languages. So some people thought it was just for people who are married. But these five love languages is for everybody. You have a love language. Whether you know it or not, you have a love language. Amen. And you might have more than one love language. And that's what we're talking about. We have our guest speakers are Minister Mary Yarbrough and her husband, Minister Lenny Yarbrough, who have been married for over 40 years. And so they know a little something about the five love languages. Amen. So, and it's fun as well. So join us on this Thursday, tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central, p.m. Eastern, and learn about your love language. Amen. Amen. And so praise God. We'd love to see all of you there. And we're getting back to the Harkies now. Praise the Lord. There you go. Amen.
This has been quite a night.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, well, you have anything you'd like to say, honey?
I would just like to say that every time we get together to pray for people, it's so exciting. And it's never a disappointment because the anointing appears and the glory appears. And we see the Lord touch lives.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Praise you, Jesus.
And I'd like to express appreciation to all of the folks who are a part of it. Not only the folks that push the number one key, but everyone who just listens in and helps to pray and so forth. I really appreciate that. You are a wonderful group of people. And I very much thank you for being a part of this. And last but not least, I do want to thank Apostle Kizzy for all that she does, the healings, making sure the electrical part goes okay, playing the songs at the right time, all of that. I mean, none of what we do here, none of the healings and so forth would take place if she wasn't doing that. And I just want to speak it out one more time. I thank you, Apostle Kizzy.
Yes, I agree.
For what you do, the effort that you put in, the skill set that you have, and so forth. We have people getting healed of a whole slew of things tonight. Well, that's wonderful. But none of it would happen if you didn't do what you do.
Yes,
so we all owe you a big thank you, and that's what
that's
I want
true.
To say
very
about
true.
That.
Very true. Very
oh,
true.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
That is
Glory.
So true.
It's true.
Amen.
You,
I'm, well, I'm going to tell you how I was feeling tonight, and we don't have that much time left. But I was enjoying you guys, two of you. Just, you know, flowing in the spirit and just praying tonight. And, you know, I just had the opportunity to just kind of lay out in the spirit and feel the anointing as it was going out to people, you know. And it was just, it was so cool. Amen. Amen. So God knows what we need when we need it. And, you know. And, you know, got to pray at the end, which was nice. But I was still praying along, you know, with you all. And so I
yes.
love the way that he works through us. And,
yes.
I mean, it's just beautiful. Amen. It's beautiful. So I appreciate both of you as well. Wherever you are, you're there. You're on the line with us, whether you're in Missouri or in Ohio.
Yeah, right. And okay. sometimes we're split between the two, and we still do it, you know? Right,
you know,
right.
We came to the conclusion that I don't think I've missed even listening in to a broadcast since Philip and I met. I don't think I've missed one.
I don't
one.
Think you have.
No,
missed.
I don't think I've missed
I
one.
I think so.
No. Because there's a little secret I tell you. Whenever we first started talking, I said in a message to him, well, even if we don't get together, you know, romantically,
maybe we can do healing ministry together. Isn't that funny? I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yes, it is.
And that's, isn't that funny? And it was, you know, I look back at that time and how God put us together was just amazing. You know, he had put down that he was, this is just something cute for you to remember, that he liked to jog in that. And I said, well, you know, at that time I said, you know, I was battling MS and I really don't jog. And maybe you want to be with somebody who's really athletic, might make you happier. And he told me, no, I just want somebody to come home and love.
Oh,
so it was just, cute. it was really sweet. It really was.
Amen. Well, praise God. You guys, we have, 2 minutes, I think. And,
okay.
So close
we're about
out,
to, yeah.
Close out in prayer.
All right.
It's going to drop.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you did tonight. Thank you for everybody who called in, everyone who was a part of it. Thank you for Apostle Kizzy. But most of all, thank you, Lord, for everything that you did tonight. We give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to close with our song, Look What the Lord Has Done.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed.